Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 5 o'clock. It is time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. Into left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
It was a big baseball game north of the border. America's Hat last night in Toronto. A little bit of a playoff game that, I think it's also classic that, what, it was 1-1 after five, basically. To me, that's playoff baseball.
Yeah.
Like a tight game. Not,
love it.
Not six runs in the first inning or anything like that. That's
give me
playoff
a good
baseball.
Pitch, 2-1 game all day,
yeah.
Baby.
And that's what you got to be able to win. And the Red Sox turned 1-1 into 3-1. Teddy's guy. I feel like this is Teddy's guy from the way back.
Yeah.
You've been a big Narvaez fan all season long. I
yeah.
feel like you kind of jumped on his bandwagon, kind of the like, what would have happened if you didn't have him? What would have happened if Connor Wong was really your catcher all the time? And your guy came through last night.
Well, are you kidding me? I mean, he was like kind of a, he was in the Yankees organization.
Afterthought.
Really. Dude, we were talking about the catching position besides first base as being thin.
Am I wrong that we spoke with Ian Brown early in before the season started, he was like, and this other guy, and he didn't really know how to say
Kevin Narvaez.
And that guy right now is that guy? You could argue one of your most key players for the way he. I mean, because also remember he handles the pitching staff. And we're saying, you got here on pitching. Yeah. Well, the catcher is a part of that with his little digital pitchcom thing where he's telling him to throw fastballs and stuff.
It was kind of like found money. I mean, he wasn't expected to play that much, and he's been a rookie sensation.
Yes.
So, young team, he's the future looks bright. I mean, we've talked about it. It's kind of like, you want them to go on a playoff run, but, man, did you see how they're going to look pretty good next year?
Yeah,
going
but nope.
We're not going there.
Where your feet are, Fitzy. You live where your feet are, and where the Red Sox are in the playoffs if they started today. And I guaranteed you on Monday. And I believe you pushed back a little bit against me. I know Dan Ball pushed back. But I think you pushed back a little bit against me when I guaranteed they were making the playoffs. You feel a little better about my guarantee now?
Oh, with each and every dub, I feel that much better. And when the odds are ever in their favor and let's say teams that seemingly couldn't lose actually do because they come back to a little place we know is reality or earth, then yeah, I feel a little bit much better about it. And as we were talking about in the opening hour, where would you rather be? With the Red Sox at the 2 playing the 1, which would likely be the Yankees. Although, they could still continue nipping at the heels of the Jays. Would you want them then play the Jays or go to the AL, likely the AL Central house? I got to say, with Narvaez as a catcher, Whitlock as the setup guy, two guys that came down or rather up 95 from the Yanks to the Sox, as much as it would probably be a better chance to get to the ALDS through Toronto or through, let's say, the Guardians or the Tigers, what's better than the theater of Sox Yankees to kick off their first postseason in 4 years?
Nothing.
I mean, this is what it is all about. And to have former Yankees on the Sox roster potentially playing pivotal roles, come on now. That is what it is all about.
Put it in my veins. Yankees, the Red Sox, please.
It is the best story. I agree with that. But then there's the other part of me that's like, I kind of just want to play the Blue Jays. I don't really think they're playing all that well right now. And I kind of want to, and not that I don't think the Red Sox can beat the Yankees, because obviously this season showed they kind of had the Yankees number for most of the year. But as I said to Ted, you know, we went to that Friday night game, and I watched that home run that Aaron Judge hit, and
we all stood up like, "Wow, look at that ball just go."
I said it at the time. I wasn't like, even mad. I was just sort of impressed with what I've seen. And you know, it's a little bit like what Brian Hoyer told us yesterday: players over plays. And I look at Judge and Stanton. And it's easier to count on those guys, Fitzy, to give you the one hit you need to win a game than, no offense to Narvaez or Yoshida or Nathaniel Lowe or all these guys we're excited about, but their guys are Hall of Famers and MVPs. Yeah. Our guys are like nice stories.
Still unproven.
There's a big difference, though, Ted. The Red Sox have to, like, manufacture runs. They have to, like, get a hit, maybe another hit. There could be a pass ball. There could be a steal.
Story steals.
Right. Like, they have to do all these things to get one, two, three runs. My God, in an inning, who in this economy, who would have thought? Whereas the Yankees just flat out generate runs. Like, they have a factory of long balls, mashers, and people that are just constantly churning out home runs, dingers, long balls.
So, as good as we feel after last night's game, there were also some, what I would say, examples of fatigue with last night's effort. I think Giolito looks permanently fatigued over his last few starts. And I think Trevor Story, who we talked about last week, couple errors, kind of single-handedly screwed you up. Mm-hmm. And last night had a throwing error. I think fatigue has settled into the Boston Red Sox. A lot of guys playing a lot of baseball, pitching a lot of baseball. So I threw out a general question to the manager, Alex Cora. Is fatigue just flat out a factor right now for all baseball teams? How big a factor is fatigue for baseball teams?
I mean, physically, everybody feels it, right? But I think mentally, in the position we're in, I think we pass that, right? You get locked in. You know that if you do the job the next few games, you know, you're going to be playing October baseball. That was the number one goal. Now, just show up, take care of your body, whatever you need to do to be on top that night. You know, if it's rest, no BP, no ground balls, whatever it is, you know, whatever it takes to be on point at 7:05, do it. And then mentally, I think, like I said, you know, every team that is in this position, they're locked in.
So it's interesting he broke it up into physical fatigue and mental fatigue. I agree the Yankees are the more physically imposing team.
Oh, God, it's not even close.
Could you argue that the Red Sox might be the more mentally imposing? Like, they've been through more to get here. And there's a lot of angst that goes through New York in the postseason.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Yankees fans that think the Yankees are kind of choking dogs, and it'll go wrong in the end. And I'm not sure that that feeling permeates Red Sox Nation right now. This is a fun little baseball team with their little Wally helmet, and I think there might be an argument to be made that the mental side of things would be on the Red Sox side of the ledger, Fitzy.
Yeah, and also don't forget about the fact that the Red Sox, even though they only won one in the final weekend series at Fenway, where you guys saw that majestic home run on Friday night, they did have their number for the better part of the season, and they've had their number for the better part of many series over many seasons as well. And I'm seeing ads on Instagram and cable and more for yet another Boston comeback series as well. Like, it almost feels like now the Yankees have to exercise the demon of the Red Sox in the postseason to kind of turn their Yankee pinstripe fortunes back around.
Well, it's interesting because you can see it both ways. You can see, well, the Red Sox are young, and a lot of guys that have never been put in this position are going to be putting it for the first time, and young and dumb and don't know any better, and they don't know what they don't know. So that could benefit them. Or you could say, well, they've never been here. The pressure, the stage is too big. Yankee players. I mean, so what do we got? We have two players, the Briggs and Chapman, that have won World Series. And
Lowe?
And Lowe, excuse me.
Don't forget about the Lowe Vaughn show.
So, there's enough guys that have been there that can maybe show the young guys how to do it. But there's, I think fatigue is, because Trevor Story's had a breakout season.
Yes.
And, you know, can he hang on and keep it going? It's looking a little questionable on that. I think even our two and three pitchers are kind of starting to waffle a little bit.
I would say 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. So
you've seen all the home runs that Crochet?
They're pitching more innings than they've ever pitched on the biggest stage. So it's who knows? But it's going
to
be fun.
Before we move on to a little issue with Christian Gonzalez, Dan Ball, I did want to say, though, if the Red Sox play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium, the vision that just came into my head is there's not a lot of ballparks I like for Yoshida to hit a home run out of?
Ah.
Yankee Stadium
right
is
field,
one of
baby.
Them.
Right I mean, field. Yeah, their right field is basically second base.
Yes,
so his normal ground
where
out
he
of
hits
second
to.
Is a home run. Yeah.
It's like 300 feet at most.
Now that he's over the setback, he's feeling healthy. You gave me all these numbers that he's such a great hitter over the last month.
Because he is. And I'd say his most memorable moment as a member of the Red Sox is that game-tying home run off of Clay Holmes in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. So could we see another one of those next week in a wild card performance? Ooh, doggy. Yes, Fitzy.
I was going to say, also, we talked to Alex Cora about how Abreu's looked and how nice it would be to have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Him sort of start heating up right now. He's only two games back, Andy, but we know him to be one of, if not the streakiest hitter. Whose swing is more tailor-made besides Yoshida for Yankee Stadium, should that be the matchup next week, than Willier Abreu, who's feeling
Nate
better?
Lowe.
All right. That's right. Sweet and low down. Yeah, I mean, this might, like, I don't know. I'm not going to bed at night, like, please don't let it be the Yankees. Please don't let it be the Yankees. Yeah, they improved their bullpen. Yeah, they got a bunch of mashers. Come on, like, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Do this thing.
Speaking of the best, Christian Gonzalez is the best player on the Patriots.
Yes.
One of the best cornerbacks in football.
Yes.
In theory, because he hasn't played yet, so we don't actually know if he's any good this year, if he's healthy.
He was last year.
He was last year, all pro. So we have a little report off, info off, news off, setback off, whatever you want to call it.
Is it a scoop off?
We do. So let's go to our buddy Mike Giardi and what he knows of Christian Gonzalez, who hasn't played yet.
There was a setback. I mean, they
all right, stop
said
it right there. I don't need all the rest of the words. He said there was a setback. He said flat out, there was a setback. We haven't seen Christian Gonzalez since July 28th. He's like 2 months into a hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. And
you heard him loud and clear right there.
There was no setback. And this is an injury. Remember from the beginning, he was walking around at practice, signing autographs. All he had was a leg sleeve on. It's not like he was carted off because the leg got ripped off the bone or all these crazy things.
Yeah.
And we still haven't seen him. So then last night on NBC Sports Boston, Burt Breer has a report.
I've dug around on this the last couple of weeks, and like what I found is there wasn't a setback.
Whoa. Burt Breer, well tied in, well informed, lots of sources. There wasn't a setback. Mike Giardi, well tied in, lots of sources.
So who do we believe?
Both.
Because they're both right?
Both. No, they can't both be right.
So someone's wrong.
But nope, the sources are wrong, not the reporters. Well. A reporter is only as good as his source, and you could have manipulated information here between the team and the player and who needs to look good and who needs to figure out how we look good. That's my theory here, that there were different sources from within the Gonzalez camp, and then there was different sources in the Patriots camp.
If you're in the Gonzalez camp, what are you putting out? That you had a setback or didn't?
Oh, I would. I think I would have a setback.
Oh, I think it looks way better if you say you had a setback.
Because if I'm 2 months on just a little hamstring injury,
there you go.
Now we start talking about contracts.
Right,
but we also had the horse. The horse's mouth was talking at Gillette Stadium at his locker. Certainly sounds like a guy who is ready to play.
What was your reaction to the decision last play?
I mean, I was upset. But I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta. Yeah, look at yourself and you know, make sure you're all the way ready. You know, hamstrings are a tough injury. It's a tough spot. So that's what it is.
Fair to say you're playing this Sunday?
I'm excited.
He's excited. Well, also, he said he was upset last week that he didn't play.
That tells you he's playing then.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear that
week.
Part
Book
earlier.
It.
Yeah, he's playing this week. I kind of thought it would be this way. I thought the practice buildup last week.
Yeah.
Now, he might have if he made the decision, but he said it was Vrabel's decision. Also, there could be a manipulation of the narrative here. This actually helps Christian Gonzalez. He wanted to play last week.
he was just biting. He was a dog. They had the chain on him. He was ready to go. So he fights. He wants to win. I don't have to ask him if he wants to win. He wanted to be out there last week. Pretend that this is contract related and he's slow playing it. He tried to get out there and Vrabel wouldn't let him. Yes, Dan Ball.
Also, side note, why are Patriots players starting to chuckle and laugh at serious questions? Yeah. He did the same thing that, what's his name, Pop Douglas did.
Yeah. Because they're not very good at the media relations thing.
Oh. They're young. All right. They don't get it.
It's also a thing these days. I mean, I shouldn't say it's a thing. I can tell you as a parent, I have two kids that giggle sometimes when I'm yelling at them, and it infuriates me. If I were advising athletes and or kids, the last thing you should do when you're in trouble or getting yelled at is smirk, giggle, or laugh. It makes the other person, it ramps it up 25% more. Mm. But good catch, Dan Ball. They need a little coaching up maybe by Stacey James and company. Mm-hmm. Here, listen, I almost don't even care what you say. Just don't smirk or smile or laugh when you're being asked a tough question.
I think he was laughing at the question, though. Like, what was your reaction to the news? He's like, what do you think? I wanted to play.
Yeah, but don't do that. Just answer the question. Use your words. You're a big boy. Like they tell you when you're in like preschool. Use your words. You're a big boy now. Use your words. Don't, because people, they do what we're doing right now. They interpret the laugh. They interpret the face.
I wouldn't use your words. Like, ask DeMario Douglas about that 4th-and-2 play. His words weren't very good.
He should use somebody else's words. Better words. Because his words were definitely not very good. God. But that's going to do it for The Drive today here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we do need to talk about Garrett Crochet. Ted Johnson says your second and third starter have looked a little tired down the stretch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.